Although not listed by either party as a focus for this year, it's still an important race for both, as the GOP tries to keep its majority in the U.S. House and Democrats try to take back control. One of the key issues identified by both Loebsack and Peters is health care. And for Loebsack, that means protecting what's left of the Affordable Care Act.
And throughout my district, while certainly there have been issues in Iowa with the Affordable Care Act, there's no question, especially in the individual Obamacare market, for the most part, people want to keep the Affordable Care Act in place. They'd like to see improvements. They'd like to see it go, you know, go more smoothly, obviously. But they don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
In the short term, he supports expanding Medicare to more people, those from ages 60 to 64, and in the long term, a single-payer system, what's often referred to as Medicare for All. Peters is a surgeon with a practice in Coralville, and he says the system must focus on patients, not medical interest groups, and do something about the high price of drugs.
Mostly, I've been hearing from Republicans has been what we need to do is repeal the Affordable Care Act, and then, of course, what you hear from some Democrats is that we need Medicare for All. I think the first option doesn't go far enough, and the second option goes too far. So I think we actually do need to see more market forces in healthcare, but just repealing the Affordable Care Act is not alone going to be enough to get that to happen.
He also wants to reform the patent system that some companies use to protect high drug prices at the expense of patients. And both agree the government should be able to negotiate drug prices, something the Veterans Administration can do now. Although Loebsack and Peters agree on some aspects of health care, they do not agree when it comes to tax cuts. Peters lists that as one of their most important differences.
Mr. Loebsack voted against the tax cut. He voted against extending those to make the personal income tax deductions permanent. He also voted against a regulatory relief for our community banks under the Dodd-Frank Act, which... And these are all issues that end up passing anyway. So I don't really understand why he voted against these things.
I think more should have gone to the middle and low-income earners. And I would vote for something like that, provided we can scale back what was given to the rich. We never should have lowered those marginal rates from 39.6% down to about 35%. It didn't make any sense at all, as far as I'm concerned. Plus, it added another $1.5 trillion or more to our national debt. And we now are at record levels for the deficit for this year.
The two candidates do have some common ground, however, when it comes to tariffs.
So this is one area where I do tend to differ with the administration. And I'll side here with our farmers and manufacturers. They're very concerned about the future. They want to compete on a global free market, on the global stage. And China here is the main issue, I think. They have been a bad actor on trade, and I think we did need to deal with them sternly, but I think we would have been better off pursuing different avenues than tariffs.
There are other steps that could have been taken instead of going to the economic nuclear option, which is tariffs, the trade nuclear option. That shouldn't have happened as quickly as it did, if at all. I think we could have taken them to the WTO, and I think we might have made some progress. Maybe we wouldn't have, but we should have taken them there, at least putting them on notice and taking it there.
Peters believes the momentum is strong for him this year, thanks in part to name recognition from the 2016 campaign and because he has a large staff of paid workers and volunteers working hard for his election. Loebsack is counting on his experience from 6 terms in Congress, his reputation as a moderate willing to work across the aisle, and his countless visits, coffees, and meetings in the 2nd District. Also on the ballot for this seat in Congress are Libertarian Mark Strauss and Independent Daniel Clark. I'm Herb Tricks.